it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be worried about losing your investment. We all should make sure that we're making intelligent decisions, but it's also okay to do it anyway.
Welcome to the Quiet Wealth Podcast, where we talk about money mindset, how not to be broke, simple step-by-step strategies to conquer your finances, and the entrepreneurial spirit that will get you there. Your host, Camilla Jeffs, has been a student of money for over 20 years. She started out broke and has built real wealth for her family through steps you can copy. Camilla is on a mission to help thousands of people just like you build true financial stability.
Welcome to the Quiet Wealth Podcast. This is episode 65. Five things every new investor should do before investing. I'm your host, Camilla Jeffs, and if this is your first time here, welcome. I'm so glad you came. Here at Quiet Wealth, we talk about three things. Number one, investing, how to level up your investment game and get in the business of making money. Number two, building a business. You need that business right alongside your investments in order to save on taxes. And number three, generational wealth. How can we really pass this knowledge on to the next generation? Today, we're on the investment pillar, and we're going to be talking about five things every new investor should do before investing. When you first start learning about group investments, it's where you come together and we pool our money and you join a group of people who pool their money and we go out and buy something bigger, like an apartment complex, rather than just go buying a single family home on your own and renting that out. Two different strategies. I've done both. I spent first 15 years of my investment career doing single family homes all alone, and then I pivoted to joining group investments. And let me tell you, I love group investments so much more than doing all the things on my own. But let me tell you about the first time I decided to invest into a project. I had heard about investing in these group investments, also called syndications, and I knew I really wanted to learn all the things I could learn about investing in apartments. Because I thought if I could just invest in apartments or buy our own apartment, we'd be set for life, right? But I quickly realized that people don't buy apartments on their own. It's mostly done through group investing. So I thought this is an interesting concept, but I had a lot of fears around joining a group of people. How do I trust them? How do I give up control? Because, you know, this girl likes control over everything. And so it was really hard to understand and figure out. Well, I just started doing a ton of research, educating myself. I listened to podcasts. I read books. I started attending meetups to really get to know other people who were doing this as well, in addition to the nuts and bolts behind the finances of it and the process and how everything worked. Well, I had decided that I wanted to try it. And here's the challenge with coming in with that attitude, well, I'll just try it. It's because the minimum investment is typically $50,000. Now, at the time for me, that was a lot of money. And it was scary to invest $50,000 into a project. So when I went and decided I was going to do this, I went to a meetup and I'd been attending this meetup for over 6 months. And one of the attendees of the meetup announced that he had an investment opportunity and asked if any of us would like to take a look at it and consider investing. I said, oh, sure. Yeah, I definitely want to take a look at that. So he brought it over and he had a, you know, he like printed out the PowerPoint on paper and he kind of flipped through the book and it was kind of old school. And he was showing me the investment opportunity. Now, I'm going to full on admit that I was not super sophisticated enough to know all the questions to ask, which is why I like to educate you on this podcast and in all of my other education, because I want you to know the questions to ask, because I probably went into this a little blind and a little naive into my first one. But I remember being very nervous and being very worried that I was going to lose all my money. I was hovering over the mouse and it was time for me to actually wire that $50,000 to these people that I just met 6 months ago. And I was like, oh my gosh. And the fear was just consuming me to the point that I almost didn't do it. And the one thing that made me push past was that I had to take a step out of that present moment, that moment in time, and zoom out so I could see my bigger vision. Because I knew if I didn't take that step right there, I would never be able to take the next step after that, right? If you don't take the first step, how can you take the second step or the third step? And how can you get to the goal that you have in your mind? And the goal in my mind was owning multiple apartment complexes. I wanted to invest and own multiple and secure my family's future. And so I needed to take that first step, even though that first step was probably the scariest step I took in this whole journey to where I am today. So I just wanted to let you know that it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be worried about losing your investment. We all should make sure that we're making intelligent decisions, but it's also okay to do it anyway. And if you're feeling that fear, you're feeling like you're stuck, just zoom out a little bit and take a look at your big vision and help yourself understand that, okay, if I really want to get to this big vision, if you have a net worth goal or you have a units goal or you have a goal of a passive income goal, whatever that goal is, realize you have to take the first scary step in order to take the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the 100th step. So when you first begin to consider investing in a group investment, it can feel pretty lonely or intimidating, or like me, like you're going in blindfolded, not really sure. And then there's lots of fears, right? But all the fears can be addressed head on through research. So every article I read, every conversation I had just built my certainty until I began to feel confident enough to take the plunge. So if you're considering doing your first group investment and feeling hesitant, I'm going to recommend a couple of things, right? First, do your research, connect with other investors, read through previous deals, and take your time. So let's talk about each of those. So the best way to build your investing confidence is through self-education and research. Listen to podcasts, read books, find websites on real estate. And I have a couple of recommendations for you. So a great book. I mean, the first investment book I read, and you'll hear a lot of real estate investors talk about this book. It's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. It was the one that helped me reframe the way I thought about money. And it's the way that the wealthy think about money, where we think about buying assets, not accumulating stuff. Everything that we buy, we need to turn into an asset. Another great book is called It's a Whole New Business by Gene Trowbridge. This is a really great one for you out there who want to really understand the business of investing as a group. A third one, Principles of Real Estate Syndication by Samuel Freshman. So remember, syndication is the fancy word for group investment. And so this one is just kind of a basics. It really helps you understand all the basics of investing in a syndication. And then finally, a book that I recommend is Investing for Good by Annie Dickerson and Julie Lamb. Annie and Julie are great friends of mine. Also, they were my mentors for a long time as I was learning the apartment investing world. And they wrote this amazing book that really helps you understand your goals, helps you understand what you are working towards and get very clear on that and to see how investing can fit into that. And then also, they are all about creating impact. So they want to positively impact the communities around them, just like me. The book really spoke to me. Okay, a couple of podcast recommendations I have for you. In addition to mine, the Bigger Pockets podcast. Bigger Pockets is a real estate investing organization that really brings people together. They have a ton of great information. They have several different types of podcasts, so check those out. A second one is the Real Estate Invest Her podcast with Liz Faircloth and Andressa Gidelli. Liz and Andressa are really good friends of mine. They own the Real Estate Invest Her organization. So their mission is to help women to invest in real estate and live a life that they can feel proud of. I love their organization and their podcast is amazing. So if you are looking for female voices in the real estate industry, their podcast interviews females only and it's pretty awesome. I've been on their podcast. I was a guest on their podcast at one point and I love it. Third podcast, Financial Freedom Through Real Estate Investing with Michael Blanc. This is the podcast that I first started listening to and I just literally consumed in the beginning when I was trying to figure out apartment investing. And I think the podcast back then was called Apartment Investing, but he's since changed the name. Really great podcast. I had the opportunity to be a guest on this one as well. And just very concrete, good information. There's the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever with Joe Fairless. Joe is a big time syndicator. He does a lot of pretty amazing deals. He's been a mentor to a lot of my friends as well. A really good one. And then finally, The Real Wealth Show with Kathy Fetke. Hers is fantastic. Hers is more of a general real estate and wealth building show, but she brings on some pretty awesome guests and has some really good information. Okay, the second thing you should do is to ask questions. There's really great Facebook groups. You can just go onto Facebook and search for Facebook group, real estate investing or apartment investing, or if you want to do multifamily investing, commercial investing. I mean, you just do a search on Facebook and groups are going to pop up. Join those groups. Start interacting with the people in there, or just search the groups and see what other people have posted about. There's forums like Bigger Pockets. If you go to the Bigger Pockets website, they can really help you learn what questions you should be asking, because it's pretty likely that other people have asked about your same concerns. And if you, even if you just read through the forum's questions and answers, you'll gain a lot of clarity. Remember, there are no dumb questions. You have the right to be diligent about gathering answers to your concerns. I've had so many times investors have been on calls with me and they're like, well, this is probably a dumb question. I'm like, no. No dumb questions. Every question deserves to be answered. It's okay to ask all of those questions. Third thing you can do is connect with other investors. A successful investor needs a supportive community. And I'll tell you, the first time I found an apartment investing community, I found other people who wanted to do what I wanted to do. It was like a breath of fresh air. I couldn't believe it because I felt like I was the only one trying to do this all on my own. Considering that syndication is a group investment, you really want to get networking, because any new investors will share similar anxieties as you, questions, confusion, and excitement. But if you get networked in there, you can find the experienced investors, so they can really give you invaluable firsthand accounts of their experience with various projects and sponsors. I was speaking at a meetup the other day and I was on a panel with other investors, and two people on that panel, one was a woman who invested in 28 syndications and another was a man who invested in over 100 syndications. I bet they have some pretty great advice to share. And so if you just start networking, you'll find people like this. Another great way to find them is just go to meetup.com and Google multifamily investor meetup. There are all over the place, and sometimes they're tiny. The first one I found when I lived in Tempe, Arizona, was just a tiny one. It was like seven of us in a room, and all of us were newbies and beginners and just trying to figure it all out. But that's where it all started, right? All started for me was that being a newbie in the room with other newbies and then just keeping myself going and moving and consuming the education and keep asking those questions until I felt comfortable to invest as a passive investor. And then I just kept going and going and going till I felt comfortable to become a general partner. And then I kept going and going and going till I feel comfortable enough to launch funds and to raise money and to help other investors. So that's how it all kind of works. It's just step by step. Another thing you can do, okay, step number four, is to review previous deals. This is something I always offer. So whenever an investor joins me in a strategy session, we talk through the opportunities that I have. We make sure to focus on you as an investor and what you're looking for. What are your goals? All of that. And then I say, let me share with you a previous deal. So it'll really help you, because then you'll be able to see financial projections and you'll be able to start sorting through all of those. I mean, the first time I saw financial projections, I was like, whoa. This is a lot, because remember, I had just been doing single family stuff and I had never done a financial projection, right? I did not have a sophisticated way of analyzing my single family rental properties. Like, it was literally like, oh, could I pay the mortgage? And is there a couple extra bucks a month? Okay, yeah, let's do it. I mean, that was the extent. And so now we're getting into these large group investments and they are much more sophisticated. Very extensive analyses go into these. So there's financial projections that you need to get familiar with. There's the summary data. There's investment lingo. All of that may feel overwhelming at first, but I promise if you just see it over and over and over again and you just keep reviewing more investment summaries, you'll really start to understand the flow of the deal packages, how each investment sponsor communicates, and exactly which investments interest you. Finally, step number five, take your time. Each new investment opportunity fills up pretty quickly. Sometimes I have investments that fill up in less than 24 hours. And it can make new investors panic and start to believe that they're missing out on the best deals. But remember, there will always be another opportunity. So if you allow yourself time to complete all of those steps so that when you make your choice, you are confident in the choice that you make. Now, if you take nothing else from this podcast, remember it's completely normal to feel skeptical and anxious and timid when making your first commitment to a group investment. But the ability to take action is what separates the successful from those who give up. Your first real estate syndication deal is a huge milestone in your investing journey. Even though your head might be spinning right now, it's actually a really great time to look at how far you have come already and really savor that moment. Thanks so much for joining me. Please share this episode with someone who may be considering investing or who needs to learn more about investing. We are trying to share the wealth by sharing the education. Thanks so much for joining. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other juicy episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, wishing you much success.